With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting stunned storm victims assess the damage from a week of wild weather. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
California's governor declared a state of emergency for Ventura and San Diego counties after rainfall broke January records.
Can you get over here at all?
Flash flooding submerged freeways and led to hundreds of water rescues. Jay Lancaster was on hand at San Diego's Salvation Army Croc Center and helped save a stranded man in a truck.
Chest high, held the rope down, Sammy swam out.
Meanwhile, the water utility in Memphis, Tennessee, where a deep freeze broke water pipes citywide, has lifted a water advisory. The state reports that 19 counties are having problems with their water systems. Christina Ray lives in Mason, Tennessee.
We had to go to the truck stop to take a shower.
The town's fire department says there's no timetable for restoration. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian officials say a military transport plane carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, six crew and three people accompanying them, has crashed in Russia's Belgorod region near Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It wasn't immediately clear what caused the crash, which occurred around 11 a.m. Russian time. It's also not known if anyone survived. The authorities are investigating the cause, and the Defense Ministry says a special military commission is on the way to the crash site. Earlier Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a major Russian missile attack that apparently was devised to overwhelm Ukraine's air defenses had killed 18 people and injured at least 130. Ukraine's marking the 700th day since the full-scale invasion by the Kremlin's forces started. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Republican-dominated Ohio Senate has voted to override GOP Governor Mike DeWine's veto of legislation banning sex change operations and puberty-blocking hormones for minors. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 99 points. This is SRN News. The repeal of Roe v. Wade was a big victory, but one pro-life leader says the movement still has a lot of work to do.
After the Dobbs decision came down, well, the pro-life movement was found without an adequate strategy to translate that into winning political action. And so, quite frankly, we have lost battle after battle, even in unexpected places like the state of Kentucky.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Our challenge in defending the sanctity and dignity of every single human life, including life in the womb, that may turn out to be, indeed, right now, looks as if it is a far greater challenge than we thought just a matter of 2 or 3 years ago. But we must remain undaunted because this is the challenge to which we are called.
2024 may turn out to be a critical year in the abortion battle, with several more states putting the question to a vote of the people. You can hear more from Dr. Mohler at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. A controversial execution is scheduled in Alabama.
The Alabama inmate scheduled to be the first person in the U.S. to be put to death with nitrogen gas is waiting to see if he will receive a last-minute reprieve from federal courts in his bid to halt his execution. Alabama intends to execute 58-year-old Kenneth Eugene Smith by the never-used method of nitrogen hypoxia Thursday. Smith has asked the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court to block the execution from going forward. Neither court has made a ruling. John Scott reporting.
Arizona Republican Party Chairman Jeff DeWitt has resigned after he could be heard in a leaked recording offering a job and asking U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake to name a price that would keep her out of politics. DeWitt says in a statement that the 10-month-old recording was, quote, selectively edited, unquote. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.